appreciate it.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. It is 10:34 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and as always, we will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance done by Commissioner Bush, if you feel led to stand.
Dear God, we pause now to thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for this opportunity for all of us to meet and work on business for the county. We ask that you be with these folks here and those that could make it here and our employees to have, make them have a safe day. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we don't have too terribly long an agenda today, and we'll go a little bit out of order under Commissioner's Court. Item C is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for 2021 Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
No.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by everybody else. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We have a representative of Julie Rogers. You'll come up to the podium. I will read this proclamation.
Thank you.
It says, whereas September and October are National Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Months, respectively, and our choices and actions have the power to protect the most vulnerable among us. Whereas ovarian cancer is rare and deadly and known as a silent disease with vague symptoms, and there are no early ovarian cancer screening tests, and consequently, many women are diagnosed with this disease at advanced stages. Whereas risk factors include a family history of breast or ovarian cancer in any woman who experiences persistent symptoms, including abdominal or pelvic pain, pressure, swelling, or bloating, should talk with her health care provider. And whereas breast cancer is the most common cancer among American women, except for skin cancers, and approximately 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop invasive breast cancer during their lifetime. Whereas this year it is estimated that 302,960 women will be diagnosed with either breast or ovarian cancer, and 57,370 women will die from these diseases in the U.S. And whereas it is imperative that women speak to their doctors and healthcare providers about these cancers and become educated about cancer symptoms and risk factors, as well as receive a yearly mammogram, which is recognized as the single most effective method for detection of breast cancer. And whereas to heighten awareness of these diseases, Gift of Life will host the 11th annual Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Monster Dash in downtown Beaumont on Saturday, October 30th. And whereas Gift of Life annually provides thousands of free breast cancer screenings and diagnostic mammograms, ultrasounds, and biopsies with access to cancer treatment to medically underserved Southeast Texas women. And whereas Gift of Life has helped extend the lives of nearly 275 women whose breast cancer was detected through its free critical services. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of September as Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month and October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Tuesday, September 21st as Gift of Life Saved Lives Day in Jefferson County. And we request that all citizens stay informed and medically served. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court. Ms. Sampson.
Thank you, Judge, and thank you, Commissioners. We appreciate and feel so blessed that Gift of Life is here today to be able to once again host our 11th annual Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run. For those that have been with us and supported this cause, it is a fundraiser for our event, you know, for our program services that allows us to provide these free services for women who can't afford health insurance. But it's also more importantly about heightening awareness, as you've just said, Judge, in the proclamation, because ovarian cancer is a silent disease. Unfortunately, once someone is diagnosed, it's generally latent in that diagnosis, and the prognosis is very poor. Our namesake, Julie Richardson Proctor, was such an individual who was bright, had health care, but just certainly didn't know about the risk and her family and friends. Beau Proctor knew how important this was and wanted this to be somewhat a gateway of introduction to healthcare providers and to women throughout Southeast Texas to know the symptoms. And as our program founded on breast cancer as well, we recognize that so many women can't afford the very basics of essential screenings that will protect them and provide a long life for them. So our program has been so fortunate to have the support of the commissioners and as well as businesses and individuals who believe in our local cause and allow us each year through your generosity to provide free screenings, diagnostic tests, mammograms, and the biopsies and access to cancer treatment for women who simply can't afford health insurance. And as we've seen with COVID and the incident of unemployment and loss of health insurance, and also the latent comfort in terms of latency of going to see our physicians, this rise in terms of undiagnosed cancer is going to be even another level of pandemic. So that's why our program services are even more important now than they've ever been in our near 30-year history to ensure that women and individuals are getting checked, seeing their physicians, and taking advantage of our free services. We have been so blessed that we have partnerships and medical professionals and hospitals that work with us on discounted fees so that we can provide. Before COVID, we had more than 2,100 women, and this year we'll probably be able to realize at least 1,400 women who there before our program would not be able to utilize and have these free services. So we thank you for believing and endorsing in our cause. And as we have talked about our event, we encourage everyone to lace up to save lives with us this year at our Monster Dash. It's a Halloween opportunity with a family fun interactive so that we encourage everyone to be out with us. We're going to celebrate survivorship. Sadly, we lost our beloved president this year, Nell Morris, and we're going to have a loving tribute to her during that event as well. So we just thank you. We've given you some information about our services of ovarian cancer and just ask you to please share it with friends and family. Support our local cause with all the money that goes back into helping your friends, your neighbors, and the community that we all live in. So thank you. Oh, and so Regina would like to also share a couple of comments.
Very few. Thank you all so much. We appreciate you, love you, treasure you, admire you. Deeply grateful, most importantly, from our hearts to yours. Secondly, this is such an important cause for all of our county, and I'm so proud of the work that we continue to do in Port Arthur, because in Mid-County, and although I grew up in Beaumont, as you know, Port Arthur and Mid-County are very important. And we feel very strongly about making sure that all of our county, the individuals that need health care, are aware of our services. Most importantly, and I wish we could go away, but unfortunately we can't, because there are a lot of uninsured people in Jefferson County, and you know the stats. I don't have to repeat them, but they're high. And I really want people to know that the individuals whom we help are not just deadbeats, people on welfare looking for a free ride. They are not. 95% of the individuals that we serve in both our breast and prostate cancer programs have jobs, or they lost their jobs due to COVID or to downsizing, or they're less than 32 hours and they don't get health insurance. But I wish you could meet some of these people, because they are so grateful, so appreciative, and it really is very emotional for us to see the needs that they have. And we're grateful that we're there to take care of them, but we appreciate you for helping make that possible. Thank you. And, you know, we're saying say boo, because it's Halloween. Say boo to breast, ovarian, prostate cancer. September, by the way, is National Prostate Cancer Awareness and Ovarian Cancer Months, 2 in 1, and then October is breast. I wish they would find a cure and we could disappear and make cancer go away. But in the meantime, we have to be here, and we thank all of you for your love and your support.
Thank you.
Judge, I'm gonna say this here, and now, Norm, you stated it, almost 30 years. I said it long ago, a gem. Sometimes people don't know what we have right at home. This organization has provided service to a number of people. I have somebody right now I know getting service. Matter of fact, they're at MD Anderson today. So I can impress on the citizens of Jefferson County, please come out and support on October the 30th, because the funding that is raised is good for the community, the total community, every parts of Jefferson County. And I want to say personally thank you guys for what you do, because it is definitely a needed service in our community.
Thank you, Commissioner Alfred. We appreciate being able to partner in the health and the outreaches that you've just had. And so everyone, you know, it's an open tent to try to basically, it's all of us that will together make a difference and save lives in Southeast Texas. So thank you again for your endorsement, for this opportunity to speak before the commission. So thank you all.
Thank you. All right, moving to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve execute, receive, file an engagement letter for the audit of financial statements of the governmental activities ending September 30th, 2021 for Jefferson County to Patilla Brown and Hill LLP in accordance with the RFP. Item B is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with LJA Engineering, Inc. for environmental consulting services for the continued implementation of Jefferson County Stormwater Management Program for the period of October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2022 for an estimated cost of $15,000, which will not be exceeded without prior approval. Item C is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for proposals for Jefferson County Bank Depository Contract with Allegiance Bank. Item D is consider and approve an auction of surplus properties authorized by local government code section 263.15281 by Horns Auction for Saturday, October 2nd, 2021 at 9 a.m. Via addendum, item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for phase 6 first time sanitary sewer improvements project for Jefferson County under the CDBG program with Generation of Texas LLC for addition of drip distribution septic system for residents located on Sandale to meet TCEQ County compliance for an increase of $11,850, bringing the total contract amount to $124,184.25 to $136,034.25. And that's funded by the CDBG grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Under the Purchasing Act, Local Government Code, and the Code of Federal Regulations. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of substantial completion for Hurricane Harvey repairs for the sub-courthouse pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, Chapter 2, Section 200.318-326 with McGinnis Construction. Item G is to consider and approve a discretionary exemption authorized by Local Government Code, Section 262.02487A. For items that can be obtained from only one source for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies. For annual maintenance services for the accounting and financial system with Superion, a Central Square Company, in the amount of $60,924.73. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Bush. Second by Commissioner Sinegal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the dispute resolution for computer software in the amount of $940. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for 172nd District Court in the amount of $829 for travel. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for engineering for automobile maintenance in the amount of $500. Item D is consider approve a budget transfer for 60th District Court for additional cost for office supplies in the that office supplies and dues and subscriptions, or is that travel? Okay, in the amount of $1,000. Item E is consider approve a budget transfer for Beaumont maintenance for the purchase of a used utility cart in the amount of $5,580. Item F is consider and approve budget amendment for the county morgue for additional costs for autopsies in the amount of $187,000. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer of 136 district court for connector switches and chair in amount of $1,570. Item H is to receive and file an order to adopt the tax rate at 0.363184 cents per $100 valuation, with a tax rate of 0.340686 for maintenance and operations and 0.022498 for debt service. Item I is to receive and file the 2021-2022 county budget. Item J is to receive and file a resolution authorizing county grant to the Texas Department of Agriculture for the Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for Nutrition and Services for Seniors for 2021-2022. Item K is to receive and file a resolution for the 2022 Indigent Defense Formula Grant Application. Item L is consider and approve bargaining extension agreement number 2 to extend the bargaining period with Jefferson County Sheriff's Association for an additional 15 days until September 30th, 2021. Item M is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending August 31st, 2021. And item N is regular county bills, check numbers 486578 through 486844. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So I have a second.
Commissioner Pierce moved and Commissioner Alford seconded. Thank you.
I have a question under, and this is, I've already asked Commissioner Pierce about this. About my maintenance, he let me know that they used a truck that we purchased for Beaumont maintenance to pick up trash. They want to buy a golf court. Somebody have to make me understand, we buy a truck, they pick up trash and move around. Why are we going and getting the golf course? It doesn't make sense to me.
Right, I talked to Greg about this, and they were making an application to use something smaller to get around the grounds to carry their equipment out to do maintenance and do repairs around the courthouse property. So they were seeking to purchase this used golf cart for that purpose. I wish Greg was in here that he could probably give you more details. I don't see Greg in here.
What we bought the truck for?
I think the truck was used to go more to further distance than just to around the grounds here to go to some of the other properties. They also do the adult probation office too. I can see if I can get Greg to come up here and give you more.
Let's hold it till next week.
Are you okay with tabling?
Oh.
What? You're trying to take it out of this year.
All right.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Clerk, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the appointment of supplemental presiding and alternate election judges for the November 2nd, 2021 constitutional amendment and joint election to supplement the vacancies in the poll worker list. Approved for a 2-year period beginning September 1st, 2020. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal and Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two remaining items. Item A is consider and approve the appointment of Doug Saunders to the Jefferson County ESD number 3 by Commissioner Pierce. Item B is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute a third-party application to receive supplemental environmental project funding to dispose of tires illegally dumped in Precinct 1. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Anything that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yeah, Judge, I just want to
thank Dale, Patrick, and
E-Mates, along with engineering.
The sub-courthouse came out beautiful. I know I gave them a lot of headaches on some of the complaints I had, but we're getting a lot of compliments on the remodeling and the upgrade and keeping it historical, Teresa. Hysterical or historical? Okay. So I want to thank Deb for your hard work. He made, Patrick, thank he made, and you yourself, and Michelle, thank Mike and your crew. Thank y'all.
Commissioners, elected officials, any other announcement? I'll just reinforce this as though I haven't spoken about it enough, but this past Friday, I believe I was talking to the hospitals, and 98% of one hospital's COVID hospitalizations were unvaccinated, 96% of another. And so we continue to urge people to do their own investigation of the feasibility of getting vaccinations. The evidence also shows that those that are vaccinated are able to be treated and released. Also want to make you aware that Jefferson County has an infusion center located just south of the Target Center on East Texas Freeway. We're serving residents of Orange, Hardin, Jasper, and Jefferson counties. There are available infusion dates for people over the age of 12 who've recently been tested positive for COVID. It's shown that we can keep people from being hospitalized once they've tested positive by getting the infusion. It's been amazingly successful. Our numbers had dropped a little bit over the weekend from the 160 numbers down to the 70s and one day 58 on Sunday. And they were up again yesterday, thankfully, but they're, I guess, a mixed blessing. We don't want individuals to be testing positive. We're looking at the 14-day moving average of new infections, where we'd had peaks back in July of 2020, January of 2021, and recently the most dramatic peak over the last month. We've had a very small decrease that we hope continues over the last several days, so that peak on the, as it's graphed out by the epidemiologist, is coming down very slightly, but that means we're still having a lot of new infections every day. And our death rate has been more pronounced during this peak than it had during any of the other ones. Many more deaths than what we'd seen previously. So we want to make sure everybody is aware of that service that's available to you, and that you spread that information to your friends and neighbors and family members who may test positive.
Judge, I want to add to that. We had what we normally have, our annual health fair, but because of the pandemic, we had a drive-through, what we call a virtual testing and vaccination. We vaccinated 73 individuals Saturday, and I forget how many was tested, but, you know, I can't agree with you more that we need to get more individuals to make up their mind what they want to do, because there is a good number of people passing. But more important than that is the fact that our kids are being affected. I had a lady bring four high school, middle school students, asked could she bring them, and brought them now just to get them tested. The numbers, we were at 26% here last week. The numbers are still, the percentage-wise, we're high. People, please take this serious, because it is serious.
Thank you. Let me add. I don't want to make the announcement that this is available and act as though people aren't taking advantage of it. I want to. The infusion center here and the testing have been tremendously successful. We've been doing more infusions in Bear, Montgomery, and Harris County. I mean, right up there with Harris County. So people have responded, and I am thankful for that, because it is having an effect on our hospitalizations, thankfully. And it's preventing a lot of misery in individuals' lives. I was at a small group church meeting Sunday night, and an individual who was unvaccinated who'd gotten it and darn near died. He said, you know, this isn't funny. He said, going through that process, and I was unvaccinated, and he said, it wasn't the least bit funny. It's the most miserable I've ever been in my entire life. And so thank you to the individuals in Southeast Texas that are taking advantage of this service, getting the infusions, feeling better, and relieving the stress on our hospital system and our healthcare system. Thank you. Commissioners, anything further?
No.
Oh, yes. This is time for public comment. So if you're present in the courtroom, you may approach the lectern and state your name. And if you are online, you'll need to press star 6 in order to participate in the public comment section. All right, hearing no public comment, we are adjourned at 11 o'clock a.m. We'll immediately go into a closed session. Thank you.